Everything a narcissist does is in alignment with their false self and false values. Values like being deceitful, condescending, punitive, vindictive, manipulative, being abusive. You may say, well, these are not values, they are personality traits. Indeed they are, but for a narcissistic individual, these are the values they follow. When their values get manifested in their behavior, they become quite eccentric and weird because they always have to worship their false self. For these reasons, today's episode is all about exploring 7 weird behaviors of a narcissist. If that sounds interesting enough and you're eager to learn more with me, please make sure to subscribe before we begin if you are new to the channel or have not subscribed already, because your subscription helps in spreading awareness about narcissistic abuse. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Welcome to my channel. Thank you so much for tuning in. Stay tuned until the very end because I'm going to give you very specific examples, personal examples as well, that might help you gain a lot of understanding around the personality of the person you are dealing with. Weird behavior number 1. What will neighbors think? They value this more than how their spouse or child is feeling. When I talk about this weird behavior, I'm taken back to my childhood when my father, malignant, narcissistic father, would physically abuse my covertly narcissistic mother and then would literally put his hands over her mouth so that she stops crying. Why? Because neighbors are listening. They might hear and they might see him for who he is. He was extremely obsessed with his image that he had put out there and would beat her even more for not stopping crying. He would literally tell her something along the lines of, stop crying, they might listen, why are you crying? And then I remember seeing him laughing when she would not stop crying. I don't know what that bizarre thing was about. Probably it was about the sadistic pleasure he was gaining out of the situation, but then he would repeat himself again and again and again. I'm giving you this one specific example. I can give you a ton that are applicable to me and me only. I mean, when he wanted me to shut myself down, close my mouth, because neighbors are watching and listening. When I had my last fight with him, I was really loud. That sacred rage, my righteous anger was coming out, and I was telling him off. I was showing him who he is. And he, I remember, kept repeating one and the only thing. Stop and shut up. They are listening. And he even threatened me. Had they not been listening, I would have shown you who your father is. What have been your experiences with this? Drop them in the comments below. Weird behavior number 2. Showing unexpected clinginess. Being extremely disinterested when you are near, when you are approachable, when you are attainable, but when you're away, all of a sudden they become caring, which does not make sense. It's as if the more you get away from them, the more their own abandonment trauma gets, let's say, triggered, or the more this trophy is taken away from them, the more their urge to get it back, to win it back, thus this changed nature. This changed behavior of theirs, this clinginess, this calling you many times, messaging you, wanting to know where you are, what you're doing, who you are with, can trigger a lot of confusion, especially if you have cognitive and emotional dissonance. If you're confused about, well, is he a narcissist? Is she a narcissist? Maybe he is not, maybe she is not, and all that. Because you may think, well, I must be doing something wrong for them to behave the way they do when I am present. But now that I am gone, they don't feel that stressed, so they are able to give me that love. And what could that lead to? More suppression of your feelings, more shutting down your voice. But let me make it very clear to you, it's not about love. It's not about rekindling that spark. It's about none of that. It's about maintaining and regaining control. It's about making sure you stay in the trap. It's about knowing every detail so that They are aware of what's going on in your life. We call this micromanaging, and they feel in power when they do all of this. You have to see through this. This clinginess is not the evidence or proof of their love for you. It's rather the proof of the dichotomous personality, their nature that is so inconsistent and unpredictable. Weird behavior number three, walking ahead or behind you, but seldom or never alongside you. I have created a separate episode on this in depth and detail. You can watch it now by clicking the I button above or the link in the description. But let me briefly cover it here. A narcissist walks ahead of you to display disconnection. They want others to know they do not know you. They're not connected to you. My father would do it all the time with my mother, with us children, because he was ashamed of his family. And he wanted all the space to do his dirty stuff. How else would he signal openness for further supply? They do it. Maybe a quick phone call, maybe a side eye here and there. You know what I'm talking about. That's the reason they separate themselves from you when walking. Also, this displays their arrogance and grandiosity. This is yet another way of saying, I am better than you, or I am in power and in control here. You have zero authority. I will decide the direction that both of us take. When they walk behind you, it's dog on a leash kind of situation. It's like I'm watching you from behind and you're paralyzed by that fear because you know they are there. They are noticing every move you make. And sometimes that could end up in body shaming. You might be humiliated by them. They might criticize your walking style, the way you carry yourself, and so on. Also, they have to quite delusionally gather some kind of made up evidence to later punish you for, let's say, cheating on them or flirting with other people or doing this and that you very clearly remember never doing. Weird behavior number four, constantly sneaking into your personal belongings and snooping, because they are thieves. Let me tell you this, they steal money. They steal your personal belongings and sell it off. I have seen it happening in front of my own eyes. I have created another episode on this, how my narcissistic roommate stole my money and what happened later. You can watch it now by clicking the I button above. Back to the topic. They sneak and snoop to establish maximum control and then also to gaslight you, because when you'll come back, you'll definitely try to find out who did that. And if you try to hold them accountable, even if they were the only one present in that environment, they'll still deny it and say you're making up things and nobody ever did that to you. A narcissist wants to be involved in every nook and corner of your life. They want to know what's going on. And they always, always are paranoid. They think you're hiding something from them. You're having affairs because they are themselves doing that. So this is a clear projection. This is a different and indirect way of establishing course of control and intimidating you. If you do not have any privacy in your own home, if your personal belongings are violated this way, because sometimes they even break them, they break your stuff that is quite expensive and then say, I don't know, it might have happened in the car or this and that, which leads to further crazy making. So this is just to trigger massive, massive paranoia in you as well. Weird behavior number five. They'll always portray themselves either the hero or a victim in conversations. This is my favorite one because this tells us all about narcissists. Why do they do this? Because they do not want to take responsibility. They think they are clean. They are perfect. They can't do anything wrong. They're a good person in their head. It must be you. It must be this cat. It must be that door. Somebody else but themselves. So either they are the rescuer, like, no, how could I? And that is the stance they take from where that gaslighting, strong gaslighting comes from. That manipulative behavior is born. Or they become the victim. If they cannot find any way to justify themselves as the hero, they'll say, you wronged them. You're the crazy one. If they did anything wrong, it was a mistake. Or You made them do it. They did not know it was wrong, or they did not want to react that way, but because you did, and they'll have a list of the things, and they were forced to act this way. They never wanted to scream at you because they love you so much, but because you did not do that thing, you kept questioning them, so they had to scream to shut you down. It was a defensive behavior. This is how the subtle crazy making happens. And when they say this, it's not said the way I am saying it, they become that victim. You will see a puppy face with those big eyes. They'll mellow down and they'll change the tonality so that it really hits that soft spot in you. Weird behavior number 6, which I covered a little bit earlier, but they will intentionally destroy your belongings and then say, oh, it was an accident. For example, your makeup. They will, right in front of your own eyes, destroy it. Like wash it away, no matter how expensive it is, no matter how much you had to wait to get that thing, and then say, oh, it was a joke. What are you crying about? What are you going crazy about? They will blame you for exaggerating things, for making up things. I'll give you a personal example here. My father would break everything that I loved as a child. My video games, walkie-talkies, you know, tape recorders, anything that would give me a little space to escape from that constant churn because of that abuse. He wanted all of my attention or was jealous that I was somehow enjoying my life a little bit. And it's not just that. He even hurt my pets, my cats. I had one cat. He used to chase her like a rabid dog, would throw anything at her. I'm talking about slippers, stones, bricks, anything that he could grab in that moment. And one day he even broke her leg. She was my only refuge back then. But then she stopped coming to her house because of him. I still cannot understand what it was all about, because of course it was sadistic. It was about control. It was about gaining maximum control and getting my full attention. But still, I can't explain this level of evil. They do this to living and non-living things associated with you out of jealousy, because they can't form these connections with these living beings. They can't enjoy that. They can't stand seeing you happy. That is what it is all about, and they have to destroy it. Weird behavior number 7, responding to your questions with questions. We call it counter questioning. It's a technique of deflection narcissists use to evade accountability and avoid taking responsibility. For example, you may ask a question about their behavior, which is evidently abusive, and they will then counter question you and ask something about your past so that the focus is shifted negatively on you and they get to burn you. That is how they escape their wrong doings. This counter questioning technique is crazy because you can't get simple answers. Simply ask a narcissist, do you want tea or coffee for breakfast? And they will ask you a very weird yet interrogatory question, like, why do you think I will want tea or coffee? Why can't I have something else? See, this is how controlling you are. And then you'll go like, well, I was not being controlling. I simply wanted to know what you want. No, I know what you're trying to do here. You're trying to control me through food. You're trying to control me through meals, and I'm not going to let that happen. I'm telling you. And it goes back and forth, and you're like, why the hell did I even ask? What was wrong with me? Could have left him or her like that. And it was not needed because you can't get through. That's why I always say it's worse than banging your head against a wall. They perceive control and insult in everything. They think you're trying to control their life. You're trying to tell them what to do. But actually, they are doing that. And it's not like they only think that. They believe it quite delusionally. In their own head, they come up with evidence that does not exist in reality. Which one of these behaviors have you seen in the narcissist who hurt you? Drop your experiences in the comments below for reference, and who knows, you might end up helping a survivor in need. With that, let's bring this episode to an end. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you as always. I'll talk to you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.